On the line now, I have Anita McGuill from Northside Citizens Information. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
We're going to talk about National Fuel Allowance Scheme. But before that, we want to tell the listeners how Citizens Information are still operating.
Okay, so at the moment, we are still basically operating by answering emails and phone calls. There is a possibility of receiving an appointment if it's an urgent or you cannot be helped over the phone or by email. So the best scenario would be to contact the citizens' information, explain your circumstances, and then it would be established if the appointment is needed. Okay, so that could be a possibility.
Okay, well, we're getting there slowly but surely, hopefully. Touch wood.
Yes, hopefully. Everyone's waiting for it to happen, including the information providers. We miss seeing clients face to face.
That is, and I miss having guests in studio as well, seeing them face to face. So, the National Fuel Allowance Scheme,
So the fuel allowance is a payment under the National Fuel Scheme, as you mentioned, to help with the cost of heating your home during the winter months. It is paid to people who are dependent on long-term social welfare payments and who are unable to provide for their own heating needs. You may qualify for fuel allowance if you are getting one of the following schemes: state pension contributory or state pension non-contributory, widows, widowers or surviving civil partners contributory or non-contributory pension, blind pension, invalidity pension, disability allowance, deserted wives benefit or allowance, one parent family payment, basic supplementary welfare allowance if you are receiving this payment for more than 455 days, job seekers allowance if you're receiving this payment for more than 390 days, job seekers transitional payment, social security pension from an EU country or a country with whom Ireland has bilateral social security agreement, or if you're taking part in certain schemes like back to work allowance, back to work enterprise allowance, rural social scheme, TUS or community employment, and entitled to keep your secondary benefits. You must also live alone or only with a dependent spouse, civil partner or cohabitant and or dependent children, or adult people getting one of the qualifying payments who would also be eligible for fuel allowance in their own right, or a person who is getting carer's allowance or carer's benefit and is caring for you or for your dependent spouse, partner or cohabiting on a full-time basis, or a person getting COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment, short-term job seekers allowance, or basic supplementary welfare allowance, and you and other members of your household are unable to provide for your heating needs from your own resources. You do not qualify for fuel allowance if you live with someone who is not getting one of the qualifying payments for the fuel allowance, or you are on a qualifying contributory payment and have income above the means test limits. So the fuel allowance is a means-tested payment. If you are getting a non-contributory social welfare payment, you are accepted as satisfying the means test. If you are on an unemployment support scheme, or if you are getting a back to education allowance, you are entitled to keep your fuel allowance if you continue to satisfy the conditions, including the means test. The fuel allowance means test is linked to the maximum rate of state pension contributory. You can have a combined weekly income of €100 above the maximum state pension contributory for your situation and still be eligible for a fuel allowance. This means that you can have capital savings providing they are less than €58,000 and be eligible for only one fuel allowance payment is paid to a household, however. So if two or more people who would qualify for fuel allowance live together, a single fuel allowance is paid to one qualified person in that household. If everyone in the household is getting a means-tested social welfare payment, they can decide who applies for fuel allowance. The fuel allowance is paid during the fuel season. Usually this runs from October to April each year for 28 weeks. From 4th January 2021, the fuel allowance is €28 weekly. If you're applying for fuel allowance for the first time, you need to fill in an application form NFS1 and post to the Department of Social Protection. This application form is available from your local intra-office social welfare branch as well as your local post office. Please note that if you apply for the fuel allowance after the start of the fuel allowance season, it will not be backdated. And if you would like to have more information about fuel allowance or to discuss entitlement based on your circumstances, you can contact us on 0761 8078190 with your query. That's 0761 078190. And lots of information you can find on our website as well, which is www.citizensinformation.ie. And there's a contact form you can fill out there to request a callback from information provider.
Okay, Anita, that's a lot of advice there. And as you say, you can contact Citizens Information on 0761 078190.
Absolutely, and we'll be happy to help.
Yeah, okay. And people can, if people want to talk to you, they can actually ask to speak to you in person. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. When you contact the Citizens Information, you can request specific information provided to contact you back. Okay, so for example, in our offices, Jackie, Georgina, Nicole, Paula and myself. So again, if you ring and say you would like to speak one of us, that information will be passed to us and we will contact the client directly.
That's great. Listen, Anita, thank you very much for taking the call, and we'll be talking to Citizens Information again next week.
Thanks very much,
Jack. Okay, thank you.